Thunder Bay. When Craig McDonald peers out at Lake Superior from his Mink Bay home, a short drive from Thunder Bay, he rarely sees ice. And on the occasion that he does spot a sheet glimmering in the distance, it's usually not around for very long. I saw some patches, Thursday, morning, but they've blown away now, McDonald said by early afternoon the same day. As the end of what has been a mostly mild winter nears, few would be surprised to learn that ice cover on the Great Lakes is in short supply. Researchers at the University of Michigan have nevertheless confirmed it. The amount of open water on the Great Lakes hasn't been seen like this in February in 50 years. Less than 3% of the lake's surface area is frozen, a historically low coverage area, the university said this week. At the height of a normal winter, 40% of the combined surface area of all five Great Lakes is covered in ice. According to lakes and ocean scientist Ayumi Fujisaki Monome, what people are currently observing on the Great Lakes is consistent with what's been happening for quite a long time, despite the occasional cold winter that makes it seem like everything is normal. McDonald recalls the winter of 2019 when ice near his property stayed around long enough to entice ice fishers to set out on snowmobiles. Currently, Lake Superior ice is only visible in bays that are somewhat sheltered. If you look over the last 50 years, you see a trend of ice decline, Fujisaki Monome, who is based in Ann Arbor, Michigan, said on Thursday. The central location of the Great Lakes causes them to receive a variety of air masses that can influence the amount of winter ice, Fujisaki Monome said. This winter, ice development was curtailed by a combination of factors: a general warming climate, air pressure fluctuations over the North Atlantic Ocean, and an El Niño effect, warm air blowing north from the Pacific Ocean. Still, anomalies do occur. During parts of the 2014 winter, Lake Superior was completely frozen over. Massive ice formations built up on its coastline, as Arctic air penetrated deep into southern Ontario and parts of the U.S. for about 2 months. What's happening to ice on the Great Lakes in general remains an active area of research, Fujisaki Monome said. If long periods of open water become the norm, she said, then people who live near the Great Lakes will experience more severe snowstorms, shoreline erosion, and flooding. We can say with confidence that stable ice helps protect shorelines, Fujisaki Monome said. McDonald, meanwhile, said he's not immediately concerned about erosion. His home sits about 50 meters from shore. But he knows all about lake effect snow. Even in April, you can get a pretty big storm, he said. The Chronicle Journal.